Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wednesday afternoon, we did a ton of football earlier in the week, doing all Alonzo today. In case you missed anything, check it out on the free Odyssey app. But BT, I know you want to get into some football right here.
Yeah, I got a little something for you here. I don't know if we need to spend a ton of time on it, but it's pretty interesting. So we spent time yesterday, Sam Darnold, maybe his next destination, how that could impact the Giants, maybe lesser extent the Jets, blah, blah, blah. Rodgers, obviously, his future is up in the air. So I've got some odds on Sam Darnold's next team. And Aaron Rodgers' next team. Which one would you like to start
I'm
with?
I'm fascinated by this. I have no idea either one. Give me Darnold first. Save the best for last.
Okay. Would you like to take a guess the highest odds that Sam will be, what team
he
would be on next
number,
season?
Give me the number.
5-1. These
plus
odds.
Plus 500.
Yeah. 5-1.
Give me a second here to think
this
through.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's, you know, we hit about seven or eight teams yesterday.
Right.
You said one of them, by the way, which is the answer. Because I put a list up, and this was the team I just wasn't thinking of them. And then you said them. I'm like, oh, definitely.
I'm trying to. Geez, I don't even remember what I said.
Want me to tell you?
Go ahead.
Steelers.
I would not have guessed that first. Okay. I was going to say maybe Cleveland. Steelers. So he's 5-1 with the Steelers. Okay.
Raiders are no. I'll give you the top five for each one because there's a lot. Okay, I won't waste everybody's time. So the Steelers are one. The Raiders are two.
Okay.
You've got the Saints at 3.
I was going to say Saints. Okay.
Giants 4 at 13-2. And the Colts at 7-1. Oh, and actually, the Colts and the Jets are both 7-1.
We also mentioned the Colts yesterday.
We did.
Okay, so we're in the ballpark.
We
there.
Did.
All right.
So that's Darnold. All right.
Steelers are 500. What were the Raiders?
The Raiders were 11-2.
So it's a pretty significant favorite that they think he's going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, and by the way, these fractions always can. Can he just put plus 390?
Dude, that's
plus
a good point.
I hate that.
The 9-2. The this. They just come on, make it easy.
My brain doesn't like register with that
me
for
neither.
Some crazy, pathetic. Unintelligent reason. All right, you ready?
Yes.
How about our boy, you know, slinging Aaron? You know, Aaron Rodgers. All right, Aaron Rodgers, would you like to take a guess?
Give me
on the
number.
2-1. This I can handle. I can handle the math on that.
Jets.
Actually, I can handle the Mets math on all these.
I'm going to say Jets first.
It's a little bit easier. No. The Raiders are 2-1.
Why would he go to the Raiders?
Brady.
And why would the Raiders want him?
Because they want somebody better than Aiden O'Connell?
You're going to have a brand new head coach in Oakland.
Yeah.
Like if Adams were there and Pierce were still there, it makes more sense.
True.
That's what you're going to do? The Raiders? I don't think they would want him. I don't think that line makes any sense. I don't think the Raiders would want Rodgers, and I don't think Rodgers would want to go there unless he had no other options and was just dying to play.
I think it depends who's coaching them. If you get like a McCarthy, which I don't think
that's a different story.
If it's Brady, don't you think you want to get a younger quarterback to kind of get that thing going a little bit? I would agree with you there.
I would think the Raiders, for the first time in forever, try to do this the right way with Brady and hire a younger head coach.
Yeah.
Although they did.
They tried that with Dennis Allen back in the day. It didn't work out.
I mean, they're a mess, so no matter what they do is going to be wrong. But I just don't think that that's fit. All right, who's number two?
The Steelers.
Okay, that I would probably, outside of the Jets, I would think that they would have been up there.
I would agree. The Niners are third.
Well, not even the Jets?
No, I'll get to the Jets here eventually. Wait, where the hell? Hold on. What?
Uh-oh. Jets aren't
Jets
even
are on the board here.
Mm.
No, wait, that doesn't make sense. The Niners, they've got to resolve Brock Purdy's situation. I think they will, so I don't think he'll be a Niner. The Saints and then Seattle, okay? everything else is not really worthy of throwing out there.
Yeah.
Why in the world would they have not have the Jets? They've got the Giants like 7th at 12-1. Will Aaron Rodgers retire? I've got these odds. Yes, it's 11-10.
11-10 is yes. I don't know what the hell that means.
I don't know either. I was kind of hoping you would. Said it. I'm like, he'll translate it. What does that mean?
11-10. So for every $11, you get 10 back?
I guess you got to lay 11 to get 10. So it's like, is that minus 110?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Sound like idiots right now. For guys who gamble all the time. I used to see
that at the horse track, like, or OTB.
I've never been a horse guy.
Yeah, 9-2, the 11-5s. Like, I'm like, just give me the 7-1. It's a lot easier.
Yes.
I don't want to get that
second or third. Yeah, I'm lost.
You're confusing me with that stuff.
Huff, do you know? He don't know.
He has no idea what the odds. 11 to 10 odds with that. No, it is definitely.
It's got to be 110, minus 110, right?
Yeah, so lay 11 to get 10 back. So I would think minus 110.
Okay.
So that's to retire.
Yeah.
I would bet. What is he to come back?
Two to three. So you got to lay $2 and you win three. That's plus money. So it's more likely that he's going to retire based on the odds.
That doesn't make any sense.
Based on the odds?
If a horse is a one. Dude,
oh, God. Here we
why'd
go.
You take us down this
I'm
road?
I don't know.
If a horse is a one.
Because I was thinking what you were thinking about the 9-2. It confused me. I was open enough to say it.
For example, if a horse is a 1-5 favorite.
Yeah.
That's like, I think, astronomical odds as far as being a favorite. So in this case, 2-3, the other way around would be better. 3-2, you know what I'm saying? I think that's
kind
a
of.
Clear favorite.
So it's the opposite of what I think.
Yeah.
Which is probably a smart way to go with this math. The opposite.
I need a timeout here. My brain is exhausted. The
government halfway's in with something.
He
here
has
about
no
the
idea
math.
With this stuff.
He's just looking at us like we're aliens.
If you want to gamble, if you want to know numbers, talk to Dove.
Yeah.
Dove, call your bookie, Dove. See what he says.
I bet you Boyle would have an idea on this. He gambles. He would know those odds. I don't know why we're bad at that.
I looked up 11 to 10.
Yeah. 11 it over means, 10.
I know,
yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
11 to the 10th power, he's going to say next.
It's plus 110.
What's 2-3?
Oh, jeez.
That's 2 cubed.
Just look up 2-3.
No, 2-3 is 2 cubed.
What's... come on now. I dropped out of sequential math.
I hate math.
I didn't do that. The sequential math.
Hate it.
I was drawing my Knicks.
Minus 150. Minus 150.
That's not that bad. No. Okay. I would bet Rodgers to come back at even minus 150.
And what is 2-3? Two-thirds.
That's what you just
Whatever.
Said,
I thought he said 11-10.
No, that was 2-3.
Okay.
11-10 was plus 110. 2-3 is...
Gotcha.
All right, guys. I hate to break up this math party, but let's get back to the calls. 888-8.
That was...
888-808-1019 squared. Chris is in Lindenhurst. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, BT Sal, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up?
Awesome. What's happening, buddy? Jesus.
I have a question.
Plus 150,
I have a question for
way.
Both of you.
Yes.
Just a comment. First of all, the baseball card game that you're going to play with Aaron Boone, hopefully, this is such a brilliant idea. I love when you do it because I hear names that I haven't heard about in 30 to 40 years.
Yeah.
Of these guys, you know, when I used to collect baseball cards, hearing and reading all the back of the cards. So I'm very curious about something.
Okay.
When you guys were growing up and, you know, you're playing stickball with your friends and everything, and if you did it like we used to do it, you emulate the Yankees, the Mets lineup, who are your boys?
Always.
So, who were both of your guys' favorite scrub that played for either the Mets or the Yankees, whoever your favorite team is? I'm talking about somebody who stunk, but when they got into the game, you were like all hyped up, like, oh, I love this guy. Like,
I got one for you. I got one for you, but I'm going to stretch the boundaries of a scrub because he hit home runs, but he wasn't a high average guy. Mike Pagliarulo was a guy that I loved.
Pags, there you go.
He was like Donnie Wright. He looked like Donnie.
But I can't consider Pags a scrub, though.
I mean,
Pags was an everyday third baseman.
Fair.
So I'm talking about somebody. I'll give you one of my guys.
Okay.
Do you remember 1985, the Yankees made a trade, got Rick Rodin from Pittsburgh.
From the Pirates, of course, pitcher.
From the Pirates.
Yeah.
In that deal, there was a left-handed relief pitcher. Do you remember his name?
Wait, Lee Gooderman or no?
No, not Lee Gooderman.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Who?
This is a name that's probably never even said on WFAN.
Okay.
It was a left-handed pitcher named Pat Clemens.
I thought he was a righty. I don't remember that.
That
name
was a guy? You used to emulate him?
Wow.
Yeah, because we're playing stickball and you're pitching. Pat Clemens used to have this delivery where he would tuck his wrist behind his back, and it was just a thing.
I remember,
as a kid, I was like, oh, Pat Clemens is on the hill.
That's awesome.
I remember the name. I don't recall that, and thank you
Me
for the
neither.
Call.
Me neither.
And by the way,
yeah,
you're welcome. We appreciate your support for that brilliant idea, the baseball card game. I used to BT. I would play wiffle ball.
So I never played stickball. We always played wiffle.
Right, it was
and
wiffle
tennis ball.
Yep. And, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. With the white bat, we'd cut the top off, put newspaper in it, make it wet, and then tape gray thick tape around it so we had a heavy bat.
Yeah, there was.
Balls used to go hundreds of feet, dude.
There was one wiffle ball bat that I had that had some kind of something in it. It was a black bat.
A wiffle ball bat?
Yes, and it was like a mock, like, let's say, Easton.
It had some
wrapping on it.
Really?
But it was a heavy bat, which we used to use to play with a tennis ball.
I only remember the yellow ones for the drugstore. Now they've got really cool and longer ones now. They got cool ones now. They look like wood.
The old one you could obviously tape up. Yeah, the ones now look great.
They
look like real bats. But we used to draw the lineups on a notepad, a small little notepad,
okay,
and draw those lineups. And I remember using, like, I would love the Pirates back then.
Oh, you didn't? I just did the Yankees. You didn't do the Mets?
No, well, of course we did Yankees and Mets. I mean, I remember for some reason, like, being Bob Guerin.
Oh, the catcher, Bobby G.
Like, we would go through the lineup. I don't know if I'd have a particular scrub in mind that I loved, but those teams, the A's and Pirates, were probably my favorite to use. Obviously, the Mets and Yankees as well. But yeah, we'd go through the lineup, put on the old cheap helmets, the plastic helmets.
Oh, yeah, with that little brown thing that could tighten it up, the fastener up top, with sticking it like a belt off for your head almost.
I used to win them at Adventureland.
Oh, I know Adventureland. At least.
Yes, in Farmingdale, I think.
Yeah.
You'd guess your speed. So I remember at the time I was always like, I was 47, 48, was always my speed, roughly. And I would guess, boom.
I really bring the heat there, huh?
I mean, I was 11 years old. I was 26.
I don't know. All glove, no stick, no arm. Who knows with this guy?
Of course I knew you were going to say that.
I'm just teasing.
I can't wait to talk to Booty.
He was really 49.
I can't wait to...
And he was 22.
I can't wait to talk to Booty. You can tell him about your prowess at marriage.
I'm not going to tell him that, man. Listen, so here's the thing, too. This just triggered something.
Yeah.
We didn't write down the lineups. We didn't. Now, we would emulate, like I would say, Ricky,
right,
then Willie, then Matty,
the
every single lineup, right? Every single player, the unique stance, we would go through it, right? So 1 through 9 to get to Pags, you know, Jack Clark for a year or two when he was at the Yankees. Don Baylor, that very rigid stance, right?
Yeah.
Every one of them, I could still see it. And But we didn't write down the names. What we would do if one of us got punished, and when you got punished when you were a kid.
You mean like from your parents?
Yeah, punished by our parents. Like you can't go out and play in the street. You may as well throw me in jail for 20 years. There's nothing worse. But what we would do is we would go the way our parents' bedrooms all faced the street. We were supposed to be in our bedroom, but we would sneak into our parents' bedroom and we would like announce and we would keep stats. And we would, so say if I'm punished and I can't play.
Well, you're watching your
friends. I'm in the press box almost, which is my parents' bedroom, and I'm taking the stats. And we would keep the stats. And then the next guy that got punished, he had to keep the stats.
That's fun,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God.
We used to just get those names, too, right from the box score in the paper.
Like I read the paper every day.
Yeah, that's how you would get the lineup. You read the box score. It wasn't like it is now. Pull up your phone and check the box score or whatever. You'd have to go to the actual paper. For us, it was Newsday.
Yep.
Copy the lineup from the night before.
That's what you would do. And the other thing you would it would say the transactions, which I love reading. Yep. This day in baseball history, I would always, like every day, you know, June 5th, 1952, I don't know, DiMaggio. Like I would always read that. Even when I was like seven, I would read that stuff.
It's funny you say that. Quick side note, very quick. Like the transactions, one of the main ones I'll never forget was seeing the Atlanta Falcons picked up Chris Chandler from the, I think, then Houston Oilers in the transaction section.
That's how you found out?
Yeah, and like, look what that led to. He took him to the Super Bowl, obviously, in 1998.
Yes.
But we used to read the transactions.
I loved
in the
it
paper
every day, man.
The next day, BT and Sal on the Fan. Come back. We'll get back to your calls. Actually, we got 3RQ coming up.
Yes.
We'll get back to your calls. 888-808-1019.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.